You are obsessed, and that is not a compliment. Welcome to the Anxious Therapist Podcast. My name is Jacqueline, and I am your host. I am a full-time mental health therapist, online anxiety coach, and founder of Team Therapeutic Fitness. I am here to bring you raw, real, relatable content to remind you we are never alone. And today's episode is no different. I want to talk about our obsession with change and how it is doing you far more harm than good. Are you ready? Let's do this. As a society, as a whole, we are obsessed with change. And it is more prominent than ever as we just rolled into 2020. Everybody is making their resolutions and set out to make all kinds of changes this year because that's what they need to do to be happy. Okay, we put so much weight on the fact that if I could just make some small changes in my life, I would be a much happier person. I'd be more fulfilled. I'd be successful. I'd be calm. Happy, right? All these great things. Doesn't that sound nice? And whatever that looks like for you, we're all stuck in doing it. If I could just quit smoking, I'd be happier. If I could just lose these last 20 pounds, I'd be happier. If I could just find a better job, I'd be happier. If I could just finally take that vacation I've been so longing for, I'd be happier. If I could be in a relationship, I'd be happier. If I could be single, I'd be happier. Whatever that looks like for you. We're telling ourselves this story. And all that it's doing, okay, is damage. It is so painful to watch this obsession with change. And it is so prominent on social media. That if you're not constantly striving to be better than who you are now, then you can't possibly be happy. Now, I'm a go-getter. If I have a dream, I'm going after it. And in order to do that, I constantly have to grow and evolve. But here's the difference. I'm not obsessed with changing who I am right now. I already know I am enough. I am exactly who I'm supposed to be, and I am worthy of all good things just the way I am right now in this fucking moment. Do I have big dreams that are going to make me step up and become somebody who's even more confident? Will those big dreams lead to even more success? Yes, absolutely. But let me get this straight for you right now. There is not a single part of me that believes achieving those dreams is going to mean I will be happier. Let me say that again. Just because I plan on achieving those dreams, I do not believe I'm going to be happier when I do so. It has nothing to do with that because I am already obsessed with who I am in this moment, and that is the shift I need us to talk about today. You're striving to be quote unquote, happier. But you wouldn't know happy if it slapped you across the face. Because you are so caught up that this moment isn't good enough, that who you are right now isn't good enough, and that in order to ever believe you could be happy, you have to become something entirely different. And that is fucked up. But it's not your fault. That is how we are all taught to live our lives. We're taught that if you continue attaining and achieving more things, having more accomplishments, more accolades, you know, you finish college, you finish high school, you finish, you know, you land your dream career, you get married, you buy a house. We put so much weight on single life events that we forget that what we're doing day in and day out matters. The fact that you got out of bed today after the first beep of your alarm, when normally you snooze 8 times, That was an accomplishment. But because no one's coming over to your house and patting you on the back and saying, congratulations, I'm so proud of you. This is so exciting. Wow, can't wait to watch the next chapter of your life. Right? Even though you just opened a new chapter by waking the fuck up today. Nobody's celebrating that. Nobody's making a big deal out of that. Okay? But you have to. We are so focused on the future, and it's perpetuating your cycle of anxiety. Why are you so anxious all the time? Because you're trying to control every single aspect of what is yet to come. And you have this unattainable goal that if I just get there, I'll be happier. No, you fucking won't. If you're not putting in the work today, okay, a little tough love for a second. If you're not putting in the work today, if you're not doing the healing that you need in this moment, nothing about the future changes. The weight and the burden of that past pain and trauma and those old wounds, that goes with you. And getting into a relationship, buying a house, taking that trip you've been longing for, you know, getting married, landing your dream career, that changes none of that. If you're still carrying this pain, but you're obsessed. You're obsessed with changing who you are. As if who you are right now isn't fucking good enough. And that's a bold-faced lie. If you can't walk into your bathroom right now and look in the mirror and say, I fucking love you. I'm so proud of you. You wake up and you fight back every single day. You are enough. If you can't do that right now, then the only thing that is going to make you happier in the future is to start today. To look at yourself today. To write in a journal right now. To schedule that appointment with a therapist, to enroll in a coaching program, to connect with your friends, to reach out for fucking help. So that you can acknowledge, I don't feel good enough. I don't feel worthy. And I'm not happy. And I understand that if I'm not happy, good enough, or worthy in this moment, simple passing of time doesn't change that. Having more material things doesn't change that. Having a relationship won't change that. Having my dream career or dream car or A, B, or C won't change that. I acknowledge that the only thing I can do to become a happier person is acknowledge the hurt and pain right now. I acknowledge that I cannot step forward into my future and automatically become enough just because I check the check boxes of life, because I do what we're supposed to do. That nothing will change for my future if I don't feel good enough right now. And that is an ugly truth that we don't want to face, because that hurts. That is hard to hear. Trust me. You guys, I never come at your life about something that I already haven't gone through myself. So this was a conversation I sat in the mirror and I looked at and I was like, homegirl, something's got to change. You can't just keep waiting for the next vacation, the next raise at work. You're tired of living paycheck to paycheck? What are we going to do about that today? You know, fewer shopping trips. Stop going out to eat. Could you start a savings account? Right? And I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I'm having this conversation. What do I need right now? Gosh, I need more connection. I need more time with Derek. How do I communicate that? Okay, we had that tough conversation. I need to set boundaries with my family and my friends that I can't be there for everybody in a way that I used to, because I got to take care of me. And I had those conversations. I went to my boss and I said, look, I can't work here if I'm making this much money. And he tried to make some changes, and then I left. I found my private practice, and I did that. You have to take a look at what can I do today, this week, this month, so that this time next year, I can look back and be like, you know what, 2020, Jacqueline, thank you. You put your head down. You took a look at where we were at. And every single moment of every day, you looked for the good. How was I enough today? How did I hold space for people? How did I make other people feel safe? How did I take care of myself? How did I make sure that I was getting enough sleep, moving my body, and eating well? How did I make sure to drink enough water? How did I make sure to connect with friends and not isolate? I stopped obsessing over who I was going to be in the future and how achieving certain things was going to automatically make me happy. And I started focusing on today, one day at a time. But Jacqueline, you don't get it. I've been trying to lose these 20 pounds for 2 years. I'm so miserable. My clothes doesn't fit right. I feel like people are staring at me. I'm constantly pinching the fat around my stomach, staring at my cellulite. Guess what? I've lost the 20 pounds. And I still looked at myself in the mirror, poking and prodding, analyzing. And it wasn't until I gained every single pound of it back that I learned to fucking love myself, because it had nothing to do with my weight. And I know you're digging your heels in, because that's not what you want to hear, because you've been convinced your entire life, if I could just be thin, if I could just be skinny, then I'd be happy. And I got to tell you, you're wrong. And our society has done you no favors in this regard, because they have fueled that. Fuck, I fueled that. My first 3 years as a health and fitness coach, I would preach, I just want everyone to be healthy, when really I just thought everyone needed to lose weight. And that is a hard truth that I have had to admit to not only myself, but all of you. I fucked up. But when we know better, we do better. And that is why I will not work with anyone who wants to lose weight. I won't do it. You cannot come to me. You cannot slide in my DMs. You cannot shoot me an email and say, Jacqueline, I know you have these awesome fitness programs. I know you have meal plans and these awesome supplements. And I want it because I need to lose 20 pounds. And I will say, you need to find a different health and fitness coach. Because I'm not about that. But when you slide in my DMs and you say, I'm unhappy, I don't feel good about myself, I'm anxious, and I need to move my body because I know that movement makes me feel better, let's fucking go, right? Teach me about foods that I can eat that will not make me more anxious. Let's go. Tell me about how these supplements are going to clear up my brain fog and give me more energy. Let's fucking go. But I will not help you lose weight, because your happiness has nothing to do with that. You've been so brainwashed by society into thinking that that's your truth, and it's just not. The same goes for my single friends. I just feel like if I could be in a relationship, I'd be happy. Nope. That baggage, that unhappiness, and that dis-ease you have with yourself right now, that goes with you into that relationship. Ain't no man or woman going to change that. They're not going to come in and give you a box of happiness. It doesn't work like that. And I am forever grateful that Derek stood by my side as I went through what I did, because I was miserable. And he took the brunt of that. So it doesn't matter. If you're single, you're in a relationship, you still got to do the work. And if you don't do it now, you're just going to end up doing it later. And I didn't want to be that 35, 40-year-old mom, okay? Because I want to have a family someday. And I didn't want to be that mom who couldn't show up for her kids because I hadn't addressed the hurt and pain inside of me. And I sure as fuck was not about to pass that on to my children someday. So I had all these big motivators of why I gotta fucking heal now. I'm not just waiting for the time to pass. Everybody wants to give time all this like weight as if it's some magical thing that the day, you know, turning and the time passing is automatically going to heal that pain. Things get better with time. I fucking hate when people say that because it's perpetuating this cycle that you don't have to deal with it. Just wait it out. Just wait it out. It'll get better. And it's not true. If you look in the mirror right now, and I'm not even talking about looking at your physical appearance. I'm talking about when you look inward, into your soul, into who you are as an individual. And if you can't look at her, if you can't talk to her or him and say, I fucking love you. God, you are so strong. You're so brave. You show up every day through the pain, through the loss. You're doing an awesome job, and I have mad respect for you. I'm grateful for all you continue to endure so that we can live this life. You are enough. You are worthy. And I love you. Until you can do that right now, day in, day out. Like the one thing that never falters, this is where people get it twisted that, well, you're going to have bad days. Yep, absolutely. I might have bad body image days where I start reverting back into thinking if I could just lose a couple pounds, I'd be happier. I might have bad days where I'm like, man, I wasn't as patient as I wanted to be. And that's eating away at me, especially when it comes to my road rage. Y'all, I'm working on it, but I cannot seem to figure out what it triggers in me. So it's a work in progress every fucking day when I get in my car and I drive to work. But those things, okay, when we have bad days, I still know I'm enough. I still know I am always doing the best that I can given what I have. So I don't strive to be better than I am today. I strive to be more of who I am today. And that is the mindset shift that I want you all to start making right now. The obsession with change has to end. That if we achieve certain things, then we will be worthy, then we will be enough. Then we will be happy. No, no. Before you know it, that last breath of your life is going to come. And when you're sitting there going, man, I wasted a lot of fucking time. I wasted so much time. I could have been living my life. I could have loved my body. I could have loved myself. You will not be thinking about that job you didn't land, that house you didn't get to have. You will be thinking about yourself. And the only regret that you're going to have is that I wish I would have loved myself more. And I remind myself of that every single day, that this body, this shell is my home, and it deserves to be one filled with love, filled with acceptance that I'm not always going to be making the best choices, that I'm not always going to be on point. But I'm going to know that I always had grace, that I was gentle with myself, and that I was constantly trying to be more of the amazing qualities I already have. Okay? So we're not changing. We're not trying to be quote unquote better. We're trying to be more of the amazing things. I love you guys so much. I so cherish this time that we have together. Thank you for digging deep with me accepting these challenges and making these amazing mindset shifts. I'm so proud of you. You are enough. You are worthy. And I can't wait to see you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.